views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
You know what, everybody? Pinch me. I'm having one of those surreal moments where I feel super humbled and super grateful and actually butterflies in my stomach, nervous that Shine On Radio exists and that I get to live out this mission and my true calling. I don't know what I did to deserve it, but I feel very blessed. Today's show is me, myself, and I. It is a solo show today where I am going to be answering any and all of your health, wellness, body image, life, career, relationship questions that you may have for me. I'm going to start today's show by saying, one, it's crazy. I can't even believe I'm here. And I wanted to share with you how it all began. And I'm going to recite a poem that I wrote when I was in college. It was the height of my, what I refer to, a war within my skin, within my body. It goes like this. Hey, I always wanted to be skinny. I tried every diet to make me look like a mini. If only this wasn't there. If 15 pounds were gone, then somebody would care. I am so angry. I was so angry. Pinch and grab to the pain was so bad that I'd forget how the look of it drove me mad. Look at my thighs and cry. Little dimples in the back that did everything but hide. I saw all the girls I wanted to be. Size 2, 4, 6, thin arms, skeleton hips. Grab my hair. Why can't I be small? Trying on clothes for skinny girls until I'd rip them off and fall. But no one can know that I'm not okay. Everybody should think that I am proud to be this way. I'm supposed to be an actor. I'm supposed to be a dancer. But how can I do that when to the entertainment world, fat is cancer? I look in the mirror and I suck in and I imagine looking thin as a pin. Diet pills, green tea, running, grapefruit, Weight Watchers, Atkins, Richard Simmons, chubby, tubby, get off my body. Thank you for showing me. I'm a size 10, 12, 36, double D. I'm a curvy woman. That's me. And I am enough. And I'm also not too much. I wrote that poem, as I mentioned, at the height of this body image challenge, this war with food, this war with myself. I was in the arts. I was an actor. I was a dancer. And I wrote that for another senior. Her name was Krista. Her piece dedicated to feeling enough. And that was my challenge as a young adolescent girl into my 20s, was how I felt about myself and how I felt about my body and how that, you know, affected every other aspect of my life, because it really, truly did. And I wrote I am enough at the time, I didn't necessarily believe that that was true yet. I knew I wanted to believe that that was true. I knew I was able to say it, but I didn't actually feel it or own it yet. And after college and graduating, I found myself in a little town called Hoboken, right outside the city. And those were some years of lots of emotional eating, crash diets, diet pills, accepting toxic love, really lost in where I wanted to take my life. And it wasn't until a pivotal moment when I was about 24 where I had an aha. you know, some people talk about these aha moments that come. And I think my aha came, one, because I had met a soul, someone who really matched with my soul, that showed me in a way like that I was pretty awesome, as we all are. And that opened some floodgates for me to realize, wow, you know what? The only person that can take care of me and the only person who can truly, absolutely love me for who I am is myself. I have to learn that in some way if I want to be vibrant, if I want to be healthy. So within this aha moment, I knew for me it had to start with food. And today we are going to talk about emotional eating, and we are going to talk about how food is a drug and what it can do for people and how people use it to cope. For me, I knew I had to stop with my extremes with food. I had to listen to, you know, what my body was craving, and maybe what it was craving were things that I was scared of eating because they were too many points or there were too many calories. But I stopped listening to that, and instead I incorporated avocados and olive oil and all these crazy things and started cooking my own food and started stopping this obsession with food. And that, lo and behold, led me to starting to feel better. And like onions layers of an onion, peeling off, that's how it felt for me. And other things started to come just from that clarity, just from that one positive choice I made with myself to start tuning into my relationship to food and realizing deprivation, cleanses, detoxes, and extreme diets aren't working anymore, and stop binging so I can learn what was really going on. And once this clarity came, so did a little idea called Shine On You Beautiful Body. I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan. I was raised on classic rock. And in this epiphany I had, okay, I love, you know, I brought up Pink Floyd because there's the song Shine On You Crazy Diamond. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to create a Facebook page that's all about being real with our body and our relationship to food and our relationship to ourselves. And I'm going to put it out there. I'm not going to hide or candy coat it. I'm going to say, by the way, I've always felt this way. Who else has felt this way? Because when it comes to our relationship to food and our body, it is vulnerable. It's challenging to talk about. It's challenging to discuss. And I wanted to create a space or a container where it was finally okay to talk about it. And I put it out there. I put this little Facebook page up and it blew up. All these women were coming to me, even men, saying, oh, I felt like this my whole life. Thank you for talking about this. I don't feel good about who I am. And I'm blaming my body for this. I'm blaming for my body for that, this for that. And I knew then and there that I had found my calling. I had found my mission in life. As I mentioned in the beginning of this show, I feel extremely grateful and humbled, and I don't know how it all really happened, but all I can say is I feel so lucky that it is, that it's happening. I live in New York City. I'm an entrepreneur, a freelance gal, a hustler, to say the least. I'm not saying every day is easy, and that some days aren't scary, but I will tell you that following your dream and following your passion and following why you're really here is one of the healthiest things you could do, because that's why you're here. We all have a gift. We all have a message. We all have a purpose. We all have something that comes uniquely to us, a voice that comes uniquely to us. And we are doing the universe and the world a disservice not to share that gift, because not everybody has it. Not everybody has what you have to offer. I'm not saying to quit your job, but I'm saying today I really want you to think about that. So, okie dokie, today's day is all about your questions. Now you know how I came about. That Facebook page turned into a business, a mindful business, where I'm a coach, arts and wellness coach, and I do one-on-one coaching events, talks and this radio show that I could reach out to you. So with that said, any questions that you have today, you can call in to the radio station at 1-800-930-2819. We also have the live feedback online that you can write me. And then also I have collected all these different questions from people who have reached out to me on social media, and I'll be answering all of those today. Plus, when we get back from break, I don't know when in the show I'm going to give it away, but one of the first callers to call in is going to receive a complimentary, powerful coaching conversation with me, which is very exciting. And you could be anywhere in the world. We will do it over the phone and it'll be awesome. So take advantage of that. Okay. When we get back, more with all of your questions, more with following your dreams and loving who you are. I can't wait. I will see you in a second. Be right back.
Dying flame, you're free again. Who could love do that to you? All dressed in black, you won't be coming back.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
1230 WBLQ. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio. Today, if you're just tuning in, it is, and I'm answering all of your questions. And we already have an awesome caller. I think I might know who it is. Michelle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Michelle. Yes, welcome.
Hi.
I knew it was my New Jersey.
That's right.
Well, welcome to the show. Let's hear your question. What's going on?
So I basically, when you asked to reach out and see if you could answer any questions, I've kind of been struggling with, I am now a stay-at-home mom after I had my son, you know, after working and supporting myself. And I'm struggling a little bit with having my husband be the sole provider financially for us. And I guess I'm feeling a little, and listen, raising a child is no easy job at all. I'm just having a hard time, I guess, still feeling whole, like I'm still giving back, you know? And when I go shopping, and even if I'm trying to buy a gift for my husband, I know there's like this little bit of guilt there that that I could be doing more or something like that. And I'm having a really hard time. And I think it's really affecting, you know, my relationship with my husband. And he even says, he's like, I think you kind of resent my, you know, my job. And I said, I feel like I kind of do. I didn't even realize that I did until he said it. So just having a little hard time with that.
Well, first of all, I honor you and I thank you so much for your question and your honesty. And there's a whole lot here that we could talk about. I know, Michelle, you come from the arts world, right?
Yeah.
So an arts background.
I'm actress, singer, you know, I'm always involved in something, you know.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when we come from the arts world, which are like constantly searching and going, and if you're not moving, we can have what I call the should be monster. You should be, you could be, why aren't you? You're not doing enough. And that can sometimes creep in, whether you're an actor in the arts world or not. And I think that society has placed a lot of societal norms that we can feel like we have to follow or things like that. You know, for you, you're a mom. I hear him. I hear the baby in the back, right?
Exactly.
You're a mom.
Just as talkative
as me. It's one of the most important jobs. Yeah. It's one of the most important jobs in the entire world. Yet, you know, there's still this, oh, you're just a stay-at-home mom. There's still not an understanding or an embracing of what that means. Now, you said, though, there's part of you that doesn't feel whole. And so I challenge you to realize or think about that, you know, maybe it has nothing to do with your husband's job or that he's the one that brings home the man. Maybe there is something within your life that is, you know, viable that you can add into your life where you feel fulfilled. And that doesn't necessarily have to be a monetary thing.
Mm-hmm.
You create your own blog or you create your own, whatever that thing is that has really nothing to do with who's bringing home the money, is something to think about. And also rewiring your own thought process that what you're doing is more than enough. Is there a part of you sometimes that feels like it isn't?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you just said earlier about like, oh, should have been, you know, being creative, always trying to be busy. I mean, I'm a multitasker, you know, like I love to, in 1 second, always trying to do something more, you know, and stay involved. But yeah, I think that I don't always feel whole. I always feel like I could be doing more. Always, even when I've had like super busy days, you know, and I never feel like it's enough. And that's probably what it's all stemming from. Is it enough? Can I just be happy to be here?
You know what, Michelle, you stay on that line. We're going to come right back and we're going to dive a little bit further into the idea of enough. But Michelle, I want you to stay here. So you hold on. We'll be right back with Shine On Radio.
everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more. And for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
And we're back with Shine On Radio. Sorry for the quick break there, but we're back in action and everything sounded much better. So we were just on the phone with Michelle, who is a mommy, and she was telling us that she's the stay-at-home mom, which is a huge job. And I always say, if you were to calculate in dollars the you know, what the amount of work that a mother does in a day, what that would amount to in dollars, it'd be a whole lot of dinero. but that tied us into this idea of when is it enough? And for women who are in this 21st century where we can be so many things and have careers and, you know, be a mom at the same time, when we do play the role or when we do dive into the full-time mommy, we get these feelings. And I'm not a mommy yet, but I've heard this a lot of it isn't enough. I feel guilty that I'm not bringing home what my husband is or what my partner is. But we have to rewire that in what exactly you are bringing. You're raising another human being in the best way that you can. So let's talk about not being enough. So, Michelle, you're still on the line with us, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So my question for you is, what do you think you can do to start rewiring those thoughts that say it's not enough? Is there something else that you can say when that voice comes in? You know, I usually try to figure out if I can either go see a show or meet up with friends or do something. I usually try to surround myself with people that make me feel good. It's usually what I do. But, you know, I do live in a new town. I did leave Hoboken, which was, you know, a more of a city. Now I'm in a suburb. And I love it. I love everything about it. I feel very fortunate that I'm able to be home. It's just that for anybody who knows, a daily routine is a daily routine. Yes, buddy, hang on one second. And so scheduling different things sometimes can be a challenge. So I really don't know where else to reach out. Like, I just looked into taking new music lessons, you know, just to do something so that I could feel creative. I just, I don't know, I guess I must be in a slump because, you know me, I'm pretty peppy.
And
I'm pretty happy all
you
the
are.
Time.
She is a peppy gal. And, you know, this is what I'll offer you, and I'll offer you to all moms who may be in a similar boat. One, we have to really go into the place that feels like we're not enough, okay? Who taught us that? When is the first time we started feeling that? And why is it coming up now in our role as a mother? Secondly, really dive into and write down and explore how much you do in one day. And if you didn't do those things, if you weren't responsible for those things, how would they get done? And how important are they that they do get done? Because sometimes really understanding, like, if you know how much you actually do, and not just laugh it off as, okay, but I have to, but it really understand and give yourself a pat on the back also helps. And then my third recommendation or my third offering to you is do some soul searching about what makes you feel good and what's fulfilling to you and how you can add that into your life. You know, sometimes we say we don't have time for it, and I know when we have kids, they are our number one priority. But there are certain moments, even if they're 5 minutes, that something feels really juicy that fulfills you. You know, add it into the daily routine as part of the daily schedule. It's just as important as, you know, taking him to the park or feeding him. Your you time, your self-care, your self-creativity, your singing on the top of your lungs for whatever reason is part of your fulfillment, you know? But I would also think about how you present it to your husband, because really at the end of the day, it doesn't have much to do about him at all. It's much more what's going on within you. Is that fair?
Absolutely. Yeah. And not to say, I mean, Ed is always like, it's our money. This is us. We are family. It's really me. It's me that's having that issue. You know, and that is my struggle. I like to have my own money, to have my money that I don't have to think about where it's coming from. Like, I made it. That's part of the struggle for me. And then on that, like, that other slippery slope, you know, because I've been out of the acting world a little bit, like, just time-wise, then you forget, like, if you're good at it, and then you start to second-guess yourself. And then it's just, you know, it's a spiral, a fast downward spiral. And so, you know, and then I'm not in the rat race of the city anymore. I'm, you know, out in the suburbs. And it's just different. It is. It's all just, you know, I guess it's just change. It's a lot of change.
It sounds more so, Michelle, that you have made a life transition that your body and your mind are still adjusting to. And sometimes when transitions come, like, you know, we're feeling different things. We have to flush out certain feelings, and we have to, you know, get used to what the change is. So transitions can be challenging, and sometimes, especially as I do know you, you're very peppy, very happy spirit, that when we don't feel that way, it kind of feels inorganic and scary. But I challenge you now to kind of really look within, do some self-work, try when he's napping to do some meditation, and remind yourself that it's just your inner bully talking, and that you do so much. and that maybe the money isn't yours that's coming in, even though it is, you're sharing it, your husband and wife,
right.
or that you didn't earn it. But what other things in your life are you earning that have nothing to do with money but are just as important, you know?
Right. Definitely. Oh, yes. Sometimes it just needs to be a reminder, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for calling in and for your excellent questions. I know all mommies out there are like, amen, amen.
Well, thank you. You did make me feel better, and I'm definitely going to take your advice and take some more time for myself. I think that all moms kind of forget that, too, you know. There's always something to do or prep, so I will definitely do it. And thank you, always. Like, you always make me feel good whenever I hear you talk.
Oh, Michelle, thank you so much. Have a good day and tell the little baby. Well, what is he, 1, 2 now?
No, he's going to be 3. He's going to be 3.
Wow.
Yeah, in two weeks, right?
Well, say happy birthday.
Well, you have a wonderful day. You keep shining on, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Of course. Have a great day now.
Okay.
Bye. So, awesome. So, one of the, that's what brings up a great question. I think it's going to tie into the next one I've heard. And the next question that I got was from a woman named Taylor. And she spoke about how sometimes she feels like a fraud with what she's doing. That, you know, she's high up in her career. She's got a great social working job. And she felt it when she was once an actor and now in the career that she is in now. And she asked herself, are these people even listening to me? Do they know that I'm scared? Did that really come out of my mouth? They didn't cover this in school. Am I good enough? Am I that? And that is something called imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome. And if you want to check that out, if that sounds familiar to you, go look online. So for some further language on it, I'll give you the basics. It's pretty much this idea that as we get successful, we rise up, or, you know, things start to happen to us. I experience this all the time. As things grow, we have this voice in our head that says, oh my gosh, they're going to figure me out that I'm not really this good any day, and somebody's going to call me out on that. And it can cause a lot of insecurity as well as self-sabotage, because we get so worked up that, you know, it's almost like a prophecy that we set up for ourselves to happen, because we're nervous that everybody's going to call us out on something that we aren't living up to what we say we do. This happens a lot with women, not so much with men. It's one of those things that as women now are changing and shifting the career world and the workforce, that is a mindset switch for us. Because, you know, I'm generalizing, but we're still in a place where girls grow up and it's like, wow, you're so pretty and you're smart. You're so pretty and you're running this company, you know? And so because even though maybe no one specifically said that, society in some ways still has that. We don't make equal pay to the dollar. Still, you know, what Michelle said, still not feeling enough for being a housewife. There's a lot of this idea of, do I really deserve this? Because in some ways we've kind of had that foggy cloud of, wow, you're this and you're a woman and you're growing and you're successful. We're still proving our way in a lot of ways. So sometimes this idea of imposter syndrome comes up, like, okay, we create it within ourselves. So to remedy the imposter syndrome, we have to, again, really tune into ourselves and say, no, I've got here because I'm an expert in my field, show great leadership skills, I'm a great listener, whatever it is that got you to where you are, you have to not combat, but remind the voice that is thinking, okay, you're a fraud, with these actual truths. You know, for me, sometimes I get that when successful things happen or I'm doing a big talk or I'm on the radio. You know, sometimes I can have that voice that says, you know, do you really belong here? Are you good enough? Are you how did you get here? They're going to figure you out. And to those voices, I say, okay, thank you for sharing, Mr. or Mrs. Imposter. But I got here because I worked my patootie off, because I lived this, because I did go to the best nutrition school, holistic nutrition school, because I have tons of life coaching training, because. And those will always overpower the voice of doubt. You know, it's a lot of trusting ourselves. So to Taylor, thank you for your excellent question. And I encourage you to call out your little imposter, your little voice that thinks you're a fraud, and instead share with that voice all the things that make that not true. Okay, something to think about there. And that deals with self-acceptance and trusting yourself. We all reach upper limits. Upper Limits was coined by Dave Hendricks. The book, The Big Leap, is something everybody I recommend reading. And the idea of your upper limit is we all have this threshold in which we have set for ourselves this limitation of how happy we allow ourselves to be. And that is because we've all lived a childhood, and whatever reason, we set this bar of our own happiness. And sometimes if we find that we're exceeding this bar, or that we're getting really successful, or we fall in love, because we are starting to feel happier than what we've set that limitation to be, we start to self-sabotage because we're not sure we deserve it. We're not sure we're worthy of it. And so we will live underneath that upper limit because it's more comfortable there. That's our comfort zone. But transitioning and growing is uncomfortable because it's new. It's unknown. So if you're feeling that imposter syndrome, if you're feeling the glass ceiling, the upper limit above your head, I challenge you to, one, as I said, talk to that voice, prove it wrong, or at least share with why you disagree. And then, two, be super aware of your upper limits, that, you know, you are worthy, you do deserve the happiness, and whoever or whatever happened in your life then may have taught you otherwise, let's forgive it if we can and move on. Because if we get stuck there, then that will become our life instead of us being in control and rewriting our future. Our past does not have to define the rest of our lives. It really doesn't. Does it take a lot of work? Sure. But it doesn't have to dictate how the rest of our lives will go. Okay. Let's take a turn to our next question, which is about food, which, you know, is a big thing for me. As I share, I am an emotional eater. I still am an emotional eater. It is something that I'm still working on healing, and sometimes I binge, and sometimes I have to just move on. Okay, so here's the question. It's from a woman named Sandra, and she says, I eat organic, I go vegan twice a week, I focus on paleo, but I just can't drop the LDS. She's in her 40s, and she isn't necessarily saying, I got to be skinny, I got to be skinny, but she wants to wear those great clothes in her closet and get back into that feeling that she once had within her body. What's not working? How can I help? Okay. Whoosh, this is a beast of a question. And I'm going to answer it in two parts because I've got to go to break soon. So here's the deal. One, as we get older, things change. Our body composition changes about every 6 years or so. So we have to be really in tune that it's not our body working against us. It's us needing to really tune in and listen to what's going on. And unfortunately or fortunately, it's all how we see it. Our bodies definitely go through humongous changes as women when we're in our 40s into our 50s. We go through a huge physical change. And that has a lot to do with our hormones. Sometimes the older we get, the more imbalanced our hormones can be. And that takes a lot of, looking like Nancy Drew. Sometimes we have to be our own detective to really figure out, well, what's going on? I tried every diet. And sometimes it has nothing to do with food. When I get back from break, I'm going to talk all about that. And you can call in, of course, with questions. That number is 800-930-2819. And also, I'm giving away a complimentary session. First person to call. First person to call or contact us wins. You could be anywhere in the world. Give us a call. We'll be right back after break.
She musters a smile for his nostalgic tale.
Discover the 8 things the Elements of Prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game.
Back with Shine On Radio. Today was fun. It was a me, myself, and I day, but we had an amazing caller call in, and it's not too late to call in if you are have a question. But I wanted to finish up with what we were discussing before the break, which we had a woman named Sandra type in, and she asked about, she's over 40, and she's still challenged by these, like, whatever, the X amount of pounds that you can't seem to lose. And it's not, you know, her main driving force is to not be super skinny, but to feel good and to fit into some of the really awesome clothes that she has hanging in her closet. So, twofold. Here's the offerings I'd give to you. One, women go through lots of changes as we get older, even more so, and our hormones can be a very challenging thing to balance. So if you haven't already, and I have this coach for all women, I would get your hormones checked, see if things need to be looked at, because there's a lot of different hormone levels within the foods that we eat and the stress that we have in our life, and it can affect us so much. So if it's a matter of, okay, I can't seem to lose this, I would go to the doctor, I'd get a blood test, I'd see where my levels were. I'd also pay attention to the foods that may be high in certain hormones that I need to level out of balance. And I'd be really aware of my stress levels and incorporating meditation and gentle exercise. Secondly, I have to share this. Sometimes our bodies are happy the way that they are, and that the extra X amount of pounds, if it's not something that's like, you know, causing crazy health issues, or that you can't get up the stairs or whatever it is, sometimes the body holds on to those extra pounds because that's where it feels at home. That's where it feels comfortable. And as we get older, you know, women tend to keep some weight on. A lot of it is for bone health, certain things. So I encourage you to think about, maybe it's time to, even though the clothes are amazing in your closet and you miss them, who knows how long they've been in there? They might be out of style at this point. You don't know. And there's an odd energy that we can have if we're still hanging on to things. Like, you know, every time we open the closet, it's another reminder of how much we don't like our body or how much we wish our body was something else, instead of, okay, I'm at peace with myself. And maybe that's the key too. Maybe you have to just be at peace with how it is and let it unfold naturally. But sometimes those clothes hanging in the closet can feel like such an extra weight of shame. And it doesn't have to be that way. So I encourage you to think about, okay, I love these clothes. Can I donate them to someone who's going to feel like a rock star in them? And then invest in a brand new outfit or two or three or five that makes me feel good in the body that I have now. If you, you know, if you're healthy, you exercise, and it's just this few extra that seem to want to stay right now, be at peace with it. It's not like you're not trying. It says you've tried. Maybe letting go of it will be your answer. So I hope that helps. I'm going to end with a couple of awesome questions from a woman named April who lives in California. One was tied to the imposter syndrome a bit. She is going to be pursuing her own brand. And sometimes she thinks, like, who will wear this? Who am I to start this? And that is definitely the imposter bully brain coming in, as well as your upper limit. But as I started with and prefaced with at the beginning of this show, Mahatma Gandhi said, my life is my message. And I really think that we all have a purpose on this earth that comes just so naturally to us. And sometimes because it seems, according to society, like a silly or unsafe thing to do, we don't follow that dream. So I challenge you, if jewelry and creating jewelry gets you jive and makes you feel alive, and not only that, it helps other people feel good about themselves, then why the heck not go for that dream? Again, be realistic with yourself. If you need to keep a part-time or full-time job as you create this side business, do it until it blows up, or do it until you can't do it anymore. And maybe you can let go of the other job or keep it as a hobby. But I am one, and I'm very biased on this. So take it or leave it, like a grain of salt, or, you know. But I think that if I were to ask any one of you who are listening, what would you do if money didn't matter? What would you do if it didn't matter what your parents thought or society thought? What would you do with your life? What would your purpose be? What is your true calling? We all have an answer. And some of it makes us feel like, oh, but I couldn't. Why not incorporate a little bit in your life. Sometimes when we're having challenges with our weight or stress or unhappiness, it's simply because we're not tuning in to that true calling of ours. And again, it doesn't have to be the, you know, full-time business of your life, but we have to be involved with it in some aspects where we don't feel fulfilled and we feel hungry. So then we use, you know, drugs, alcohol, food to cope or to fulfill the void. So to your business, to the imposter bully brain voices, thank them for sharing and reassure yourself that your talent and business matters, one, to keep you healthy and happy, but also because it serves other people. Your jewelry will speak to certain individuals and make them feel awesome about themselves when they wear it. We all know when we're wearing a good outfit or a great piece, we're like, heck yes, I feel great. So think about that. And then lastly, she says a little bit about learning to love herself, but sometimes other things get in the way of our relationships to certain things. For example, I will tie this, you know, to a general story about food. We all have our own relationship to food, and nobody in the world can tell us what the right and the wrong way about it is. And sometimes if we're getting people's projections about food on us, we can get confused about what is right for our own bodies. So, you know, I challenge you to think about, when it comes to your relationship to food, what is right for you? And if someone's placing like, oh, I can't believe I just ate that, or I can't believe you just ate that, are you sure you want that? Again, take a breath and realize that this might be their own issue with food that they're putting on me. So, April, I hope that answers your question about how we make peace with our relationship to food and keep other people's opinions of it away and not let it affect us, because it is our relationship and our relationship only. Oh, man. Show's almost over. Listen, it's been such a delicious treat talking to you today on Shine On Radio. Again, Pinch Me, I feel so humbled and so grateful and so lucky to be able to do this each and every week. Always send me your questions. You can find me at shineonwithkelly.com. You can Facebook me, message me, whatever you like. I love connecting to you. So thank you. If you could feel my gratitude over the air, I'm sending it. Remember, you know, you are a rock star. You can do anything. Please do not be the one that lets yourself stand in the way of your own shine, because you have something to offer. You have a gift to offer this world, and we need your gift. Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. Check out shineonwithkelly.com, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same place. We have an amazing artist on next week, so you'll hear us then. All right. Have a great Monday. Shine on, everybody.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.